That, yeah, I don't know how we survived, like, before. And I'm going to say this, like, I am super bougie spoiled right now with the internet. We have gigablast or gigabit. I won't even change that. Like, I don't care how much it costs. If you can't give me gigabit, I'm not going to switch.
Right.
And I probably don't even need it, but I'm not going to do it. Maybe it's because I'm scarred from being a kid and having to listen to the modem sounds. Hoping your parents don't answer the phone because everything you've worked on has just been, you know, ruined. Dude.
On our honeymoon, we were in this private island, and it, I'll never forget. So, the show that I wanted to watch at the time was Breaking Bad. And it's not like today where you just, whatever, I'll download an episode and watch it. Like, you know, you would prep your device with shows, right?
Right.
And so I downloaded the season, the first season of Breaking Bad. Uh-huh. And on the, whatever, 10-hour flight to Tahiti, I watched almost all of it.
Yeah.
And then we got to the island because, you know, you like land in Tahiti, you fly to another island, you take a boat, you get to the private island, right? And I joined their Wi-Fi, and I'm pretty savvy, right? And I was like, oh, I'll download the next season of Breaking Bad for the flight home. Oh, that is so cute. It was 28 kilobits. It was dial-up from 1994. Amir.
That's so funny.
I didn't get 1 minute of that show downloaded.
That's hilarious.
In the 10 days we were on that island.
And
now we had a kid in Izzy, and she was with family, so it was okay. We could get a text message out. But, like, thinking about that now, not being able to FaceTime my kids when we're somewhere is, like, a crazy thought to me. And I it's like a weird, oh, I wonder what I'll do.
When I was in Montana, I don't know, this is 7.
You just compared traveling international to Montana.
Well, kind of. Yeah, this is good.
Hey, Montanans.
So it was like 7-8 years ago. I don't remember. It might have been 6.
Speaking of third world countries.
Well, we were staying in Phillipsburg, which is like...
His joke. It was his joke, not mine.
Yeah. We were staying in Phillipsburg, which is kind of like a quiet town. I'll call it that. I literally remember sitting in the hotel room holding my laptop like this. I don't know if you can see it. Like up in one hand.
Yep.
With my other hand... Because that was the only way I could get Wi-Fi from the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting maybe a megasecond. And by the way, the reason I was doing this at 5 o'clock in the morning, because I had happened to wake up at 5, and I looked at my phone, and I was trying to respond to an email I got at 2:30 in the morning saying my return flight that day was canceled. And I had to fly back from Montana to Arizona to St. Louis, because I lived in St. Louis at the time. And I'm trying to book another flight like this to get back home because the next flight wasn't until like the next day or like 2 days later. So
people won't even believe this memory. And maybe it's one of those things where memories get adjusted, but I'm very confident in it. So we had we were a very technologically savvy house, right? My dad was into tech.
Yeah.
So while other kids were on AOL, we were already on Earthlink. We were big time, right? And so I started with a 14-4 modem, and then I had a 28.8.
Yeah.
And then I had a 56 baud modem, right?
Big time.
And then I got a shotgun modem. Do you know what that is?
No.
So US Robotics, you can look it up, made a modem called a shotgun modem.
Okay.
And what it was is you plugged it into two lines, and you got 128.
Jesus.
Because it would occupy both your lines,
stealing
right?
Stealing internet speed.
So my mom worked from home, and our second line was our internet line, and our primary line was our phone line, right? And I plugged in one night, you know, blocked off our phone line to download a stolen, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Borrowed.
Copy of what would become Windows 98.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't out yet.
Are you serious?
So it was Windows 97 what it was labeled.
I'm having a Daniel Craig moment here.
After I get the file, it's this giant, you know, RAR file.
Right.
It's huge. Right. It's zipped, but it's still huge. I mean, huge contextually.
Sure.
So I had to figure out how to split it onto multiple disks, 3.5s, so I could install it. And I did install it. And then what happened? Nothing. It crashed my computer. It didn't work because it was Windows from a stolen server. It was awful. Check this out. Sorry. Sorry, Bill. Sorry.
I think it was for me Windows 95, but it might have been 98. I'm not sure.
Sure.
I literally remember downloading it. It was 14 floppy disks. So 14 3.5-inch floppy disks.
Yeah.
I didn't have a shotgun modem. So I did it just from a BBS server. For a day and a half, my parents were not allowed to touch the phone. Like, I made, every time I saw them, don't answer the phone, don't touch the phone. Don't answer the phone, don't touch the phone. Like, 36 hours straight. And mind you, if you do the math, a floppy disk is 1.44 megabytes.
Right.
It was 14 of those. So, let's just say, I mean, we'll round up. That's 210 megabytes. Megabytes.
Yep.
That's, and it took 36 hours. Just think about that. Think about where we are today. And I'm sitting here complaining that if I don't have gigabit internet,
right,
which is a gig a second, I'm annoyed.
Well, like, and this is what our kids will learn one day, right? Like, it's when we were talking about 28.8, so 28.8
kilobits.
It was megabits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not bytes, yeah, right? Bits. So divide by 8. Right. It's bits, not bytes.
Right.
Like, it's so small.
Tiny.
And I don't know, like, what your memories are of that season. We're already, like, making a whole new episode of weird childhood memories, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, what did you use? So, like, most kids remember they got their MP3s from, so obviously the kids that are now kids.
Are we talking about where we downloaded from?
But, or so everyone remembers Napster. You probably remember Kazaa before Napster.
Uh-huh. LimeWire.
What do you remember before that? Go back.
So I use BBS. I use Bulletin Board Services.
Okay.
There were dial-up bulletin board services, and you would I mean, I don't remember how I found what I found, but you would, like, dial up to a bulletin board service, they would have stuff, and you would download them. Now, mind you, I didn't really download music back then until, like, the LimeWire Napster days is really when I got into music, because but I would use this to download, like, Windows 98 or games or stuff like that. And I mean, I had a Compaq 486. Right. If you don't know what that is, I'm not even going to try to explain it. Google it and you'll find out for our listeners. But, like, the games that would download make, like, the original Mario Brothers 8-bit look amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're talking black screen, green font, go. Like, they're all DOS games. There's no Windows. There's no GUI interface that made it look pretty. It was DOS.
Yep.
So that was that was what I would do. And then, of course, you know, Napster and LimeWire came about and life was great. Pirate Bay was probably my favorite.
But those were – so – but this is what I'm pointing out is, like, those to me are past the time I was downloading music. Like, the way I was getting music when I was – so I had, like you, I had a 386, which we used for Encarta. And then we got a 486 SX.
Okay.
And then I remember because we got a 486 DX too.
Okay.
And that was like, it could do Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, I remember that. Where in the world?
It could, oh my God.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego? You're supposed to do the Carmen Sandiego. I did it with a different voice. Do the bass voice.
Yeah.
and so then when I got my first computer I built, it was a Pentium, right?
Yeah.
And that was, that, you know,
that was
big
it.
Big deal,
that was
kids. Don't know Pentiums, you know. That was Weird Al. It's all about the Pentiums, baby. Yeah. And so I had a Pentium, and you know, I eventually got a Pentium 2, and then remember the Celeron.
Yeah.
Like, those are all the different iterations that I had. And I used to go to ICQ.
I remember ICQ.
That was like the chat site.
Yeah.
And you would search. It's weird to say, but like you would use ICQ to search, and then you would use MIRC, Merc.
Yeah.
To actually initiate the download, and it was an FTP. It was literally you were jumping on someone else's file server and just pulling a file direct. God knows what was in that file.
So basically, like, what you were doing was the graphical interface version of a bulletin board service.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I know BBS is too. Yeah. I mean, I'm not too old for that either. But like, I think it was so interesting that's what we used, and that was our life. Like, you would do that.
And do you know how much better it was? There was no pop-ups. There was none of that. It was just like,
well, there was, what was the squash the hamster?
Yeah, but if you found
punch the monkey, punch the monkey.
What you were looking for, it was really just the hard part was finding what you were looking for, not dealing with the 20 million distractions and ads.
We barely had Yahoo. We had Ask Jeeves, Excite.
Yep.
God, there's one more. I can't remember the name of it now, but like, yeah. I mean, they weren't really search engines in the way we think of them today. No. They were search engines the way of like they were searching the five websites that Netscape. Existed. Yeah.
Yep.
First off, Netscape Navigator. That was $200 piece of software that you bought to browse the internet. Kids, we paid money to give them a new browser every year.
Well, some people paid money. The smart
I paid money.
The smart people had 50 million email accounts ready to go, and every 30 days they would sign up for a new AOL 30-day free disk drive.
Oh yeah. CD. AOL still owes me money.
And like you would just know because like you would jump back into AIM chat on AOL. Yep. And the first, your name, your handle was the same, just the number was different, and people would know it's still you. They just know you're on a new account.
But here's the thing.
That was the thing.
What the hell were we talking about? We were just on AIM, like, what's up?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Random people, by the way, which is like you today on Threads. Just random people just talking to them. How you doing?
Hey,
what are you up to?
Hey, don't knock my Threads engagement.
But you have a problem.
Participating.
You or something. Yeah, you're the pig, not the chicken. It's weird.
Listen, the purpose of Threads is to share your thoughts.
This man has a problem, and he thinks it's 1998 and Twitter's back. Or 2008? 2008, yeah.
Twitter is back.
When did Twitter launch?
I don't know.
It's like 2007? 2008?
It was a while ago.
I mean, we were on our Nokias, our pocket computers on the toilet.
I'm going to stop now.
Skinny fries.